Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Nature Walk. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things, both large and small. Psalm chapter 104, verses 24 and 25. This psalm makes me want to go on a nature walk. The psalmist is in awe of the Creator's handiwork, from the majestic sun and moon to the smallest of creatures. God created them and sustains them all. God set the earth on its foundations. It can never be moved. He makes springs pour water into the ravines. It flows between the mountains. They give water to all the beasts of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the air nest by the waters. They sing among the branches. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied by the fruit of his work. He makes grass grow for the cattle and plants for man to cultivate, bringing forth food from the earth. The moon marks off the seasons, and the sun knows when to go down. The lions roar for their prey and seek their food from God. These all look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. Take a walk. See God's beauty. Listen to the wind, the birds, the lions. Taste the food from the soil and the trees. Feel the coolness of the water, the warmth of the sun, the invigoration of the breeze. Smell the flowers, the soil, the sea air. And then, as you take all of these in, remind yourself, if God cares for the fields, if He sees the smallest sparrow, how much more does He care for me? Jesus told us much the same thing. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will He not much more clothe you? Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father, and even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. My friend, the next time you need reassurance of God's love for you, I invite you to take a nature walk and let the beauty of the Creator fill you with confidence of His love for you and His power to care for your every need.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out CraigTOwens.com.